Well, today we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone, Audubon Community School Superintendent Eric Traeger with us here on the phone this morning. We're going to visit a little bit about a school bond referendum that's coming up for the Audubon Community Schools here very soon. Well, thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Well, it's always an exciting time when you get to look ahead to the future, but sometimes the future and the past and the current, especially when it comes to facilities, don't necessarily always mesh well. It looks like there's some aging going on with the building there, and some things need to be done there. Can you talk a little bit about the need for improvements at Audubon?
Yeah, sure. So our original building was built in, the first class that graduated out of there was 1965. And at the time it was, a very extremely well-built building. We're still blessed with a building that's got great bones. And then we've added on a couple of different times, one in about 1997 and one in about 2007. There's just areas that are aging and that need to be renovated. A big part of our project is the HVAC part. That's about $3 million of our $7.5 million project. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have six different systems operating in that building, and they don't always play nice together. We'd like to get our HVAC system, the controls of all that working the way they should, and so we can have maximum efficiency, as well as air condition the parts of our building that don't currently have air conditioning.
Sure, when you do those add-ons over the years, not necessarily always do the those types of things, the infrastructure things, really mesh well, and it can really cost a lot of money over time.
Right. And that compounded with the fact that we have areas of our building that, the HVAC systems have exceeded their useful life. In the case of one of our boilers, it's original to the building. So they're, 30-year useful life on those boilers, and it's 58 years old. So, there are things that will require attention going forward. So then you start to think about, okay, what's the most efficient way to tackle this? Every time you come in and set a rooftop unit, that means you hire a crane. So does it make more sense to do the entire project at once and put in a system that works, where everything works well together, and hire the crane one time and set all the rooftop units, or does it make more sense to try to piecemeal it out over several years? And I
Absolutely.
Guess our board decided it made the most sense to do this as efficiently as possible.
Sure. And the information I was looking at here broke it down kind of into three basic categories, three objectives,
yep.
And the HVAC was one of them. Safety and security, I see, is another one, and sometimes that's just the changing of the times.
Yeah, so, again, we have two different fire alarm systems in our building, and we learned this fall that should that system go off, and if a kid with a seizure disorder was standing in exactly the wrong place, we would, the two different strobes could cause a seizure. So, there's things like that that as we get smarter over time, hopefully, we learn and we need to obviously get that down to one system again so that it doesn't cause any harm. Also, we're looking at sprinkling the building, putting a sprinkler system in for fire safety. And then the other part of that, part of the project will be improving our secured entrance. So, when you're retrofitting a building that was built, almost 60 years ago, making sure the entrances are secure was not even a concern at that time. And so that becomes a little bit more tricky as the building gets older.
Yeah, and we know that even with our homes, we understand homes were
right.
built to be great for the time they were built, but things
exactly.
change over time. We use them differently when different people move in and what have you, and schools are no different too, and modernization is a big thing. We use technology much more than we did in 1965, and I'm guessing that's a component.
Sure, yeah, so the big share of the project that we haven't talked about is basically architectural upgrades. And so we're going to touch every area of the building. And so that includes our communication systems, our technology infrastructure, and then, just things like floors and ceilings and paint and things that just update and brighten and make a better learning environment for our students. So, you know, some of the newer areas of our building will get very little, and some of the older areas will get a pretty extensive upgrade. So, you know, that's the $4 million part of the project. And, you know, again, every time you move people and equipment in, there's a cost associated with that. So, you know, our board feels like it makes the most sense to shut the building down for one summer, get these upgrades done, and do it as efficiently and quickly as possible.
Sure. Well, when it comes to some of those improvements and around the building, it really is around the building. I see all kinds of different locations that you're targeting for some of these things. And I saw some photos here as well on the flyer that I'm looking at. Can you outline some of the things that we're not talking about necessarily just normal wear and tear? It's normal wear and tear from decades.
Right. So our science, you know, our science labs, our two main high school science labs are, you know, original to 1965. So the chemical proof countertops and tabletops are getting some wear to them. The plumbing in terms of water plumbing and gas plumbing have a lot of corrosion, and we have issues with those. You know, the laminate is coming off the cabinet doors and drawers and those sorts of things. And so, you know, even though we've had an excellent custodial staff over the years, these things are, you know, you put a couple hundred kids a year through those labs with chemicals and that sort of thing. You know, it's no wonder there's some wear and tear involved with that. So that would be one of the most, I guess, striking areas that you would see that would need updated. But in addition to that, you know, a lot of our old classrooms have had no remodeling since they were originally built. You know, they've had paint on the walls, but that's about it. So, you know, ceilings and floors and lighting and all those things that go into making an attractive and an environment conducive to learning. That's really what we're after here.
Yeah, and some of these locations it's just you don't want to be there. Some of these places are just unusable.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and when you take into account all of these different things, I see the bond issue is for an amount not exceeding $7.5 million, and you've kind of outlined how that's going to be split out for the different types of projects. What kind of economic impact? What will the financial impact be for folks who own property there in the area?
Yeah, so our message has been pretty clear that obviously this is a tax increase, and we know that there are some things we can do as a district to reduce the impact, but I guess my message has been I want to give you the maximum impact, and then hopefully we'll be able to do things to mitigate that impact as we go forward. So for a homeowner in Audubon, within the city limits of Audubon, that owns a home with an assessed value of $100,000. So remember that, you know, market value is going to be considerably higher than that. But if the assessed value is $100,000, it's going to cost $36 and change per year for this bond issue. The typical Audubon County farmer, typical Audubon County farmland, the impact is 81 cents per acre per year. Our total tax levy, our total property tax levy goes up 73 cents, and that still puts us in the bottom quarter of our comparability group. And our comparability group is schools like us in size. It's actually 10 schools larger than us, the next 10 larger, the next 10 smaller than us in size within our area education agency. So you know, that's a fair comparability group, and we our overall tax levy is very favorable.
Sure. What kind of feedback have you had so far?
Very positive so far, and you know, we just keep trying to get the word out there and be as transparent and as honest as we can. I think one of the things that have helped people be positive about this project is the fact that we actually started with a facilities plan about 6 or 7 years ago and prioritized a whole bunch of projects. So they see the work that we've done with our outdoor athletic facilities, with our elementary school, with our elementary playground. They see the quality of work that we've tried to do as a board and administration, and so I think there's hopefully there's some trust there that we've built over the years, and this is really the culmination of that major facilities and grounds plan that we did several years ago. So this is not something that we sat down this fall and said, hey, let's do a $7.5 million project. This is something that we've been. We've had in the works for several years, and this year we just got serious about getting a feasibility study, getting some cost opinions, and moving forward on that. So once you explain all that to people, the reaction's been very positive.
You bet. Well, keeping kids interested and engaged is tough enough sometimes, but if they don't have facilities that they feel comfortable in or that work for them in getting their goals taken care of, it just makes the job tougher.
That's certainly our belief. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And as you stated earlier, Eric, it's a lot of this work will be done over the summer, so you're not really anticipating much interference with the educational process there.
Right. That's our goal. Our goal is if the bond referendum passes on March 3rd, on March 4th, we start with the design process so that we're able to go out to bids late fall of 2020. Get our contractors in place and be ready when the kids are going out one door, the contractors are coming in the other door, and we can hopefully get this project knocked out in the summer of 2021. Right. That's the original intent anyway. We'll see how things come together, but that's our plan.
All right. Well, it sounds like all the preliminary work has been done. It's just a matter of March 3rd, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The polling site, there'll just be the one for the folks in the Audubon School District. They're at the Agri Hall at the fairgrounds in Audubon, and then we'll find out shortly if we move forward in this direction or not. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.